Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all.
Monday is magic, and take this Monday, meaning today's Monday, not as a miracle because it's already taking place. Now, of course, Between the Ropes Radio. Of course, Monday night, live on this, April 6th, 2020. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury. And, of course, I have a mania for you. It's seriously a Mac mania, of course, and my live beautiful guest. Because of her, of course, you know, she got Between the Ropes Radio, you know, on tonight's show. It's definitely a mania you definitely don't want to forget. My live guest, a Mac of many, many wrestling companies, Miss Gypsy Mac is my live guest. Miss Gypsy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for being on the podcast, your first actual wrestling podcast, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
And you know, of course, we were talking before we went on the air, you know, busy weekend, you know, we're just getting on car over WrestleMania and everything, but it's really WrestleMania long and gone, but letting everybody know, listening live, the fun continues with Between the Ropes Radio and you being on the show, and definitely thank you for being on tonight.
Yeah, of course.
Now, of course, Ms. Gypsy, I gotta ask you that, you know, since you're live tonight on the show, now we all know with you, you know, you can be devilish in the ring. Now, for that being the case, How is it going to get on Between the Ropes Radio tonight, knowing that that's how you operate in the ring? How's it? It's probably going to be a crazy show tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can be a little evil in the ring. I do have a mean streak to me, but, you know, I'm here to make it fun for everyone, but still, you know, kind of keep my bad side at bay. Can't be too mean, you know. You're pretty nice to me.
Well, we all know in the world of professional wrestling, there's nothing wrong with being bad, being a little crazy, because, and we all know in the world of professional wrestling, that's how we, you know, as fans would look at how you guys perform in the ring. When you're being a little mean, that's how you survive in the squared circle.
Yeah, I mean, it's vicious out there, especially too, because I'm used to working with only guys. I train with only guys too, so, you know, I gotta step it up, and I have to be a little mean sometimes to kind of get what I want and get where I want.
You actually brought up a good point about, and we all know the evolution of women's wrestling is huge, and I'm very, very sure you're honored to be a part of that because you're doing your thing in the ring as well. And you said, of course, you train, you know, with the male wrestlers, and I'm pretty sure I would think they're probably tough on whoever it is, male or female. Is that the case where you train at?
Yeah, you know, that's the case, is you got to treat everyone equally in the ring. It doesn't matter what their gender is or who they are or what they've accomplished. Like, everyone's equal when you're in that ring.
And you know, I actually thought of some really cool questions to ask you. It's been on my mind, like, pretty much all weekend long as we were preparing for the show coming on, and plus WrestleMania 36 being on. And, like, I call this segment pretty much, you know, a Mac and the 36 part one, meaning that if you had to do double duty work at WrestleMania Saturday night and last night, because I know you study the talent, that's what all wrestlers do, they study each other. Look at night number one. Who would you face? Who would you face probably WrestleMania 36 night number one if you had to look at the roster?
Night number one, I would have probably wanted to take on Natalia, honestly. She's really good in the ring, and, you know, she can be kind of catty, but she's also very nice. And she's a veteran, and she's been around for so long, so I feel like that would be a really good match to have to get under my belt, especially, like, at a night at WrestleMania.
Well, actually, looking at your style and Natalia's, I mean, you two ladies, definitely, you guys are scrappers, and, you know, if you guys got to get crazy, and like we've been talking about getting devilish, I can see you and her really just knocking it out of the performance center and really putting on the show in Orlando. That'd actually be a good matchup. That's a very, very, I would pay to see that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be good, you know, because we're both very technical. I do have a little bit more high-flying lucha kind of background, so I feel like it would be really interesting to see the dynamic between the two.
I think you being like a high flyer too, under, you know, under your wrestling resume, I think probably, because I think Natalia's not, she doesn't really do a lot of high-flying moves, but I really think you and her meeting at WrestleMania, I think you being a high flyer, I think that would catch her off guard, actually. I mean, that would be really would benefit in your notes as far as studying Natalia in the ring.
Yeah, you know, she's very technical, very mat-based, so it would be really interesting to see what would happen with that match. It would definitely be a fun one.
Now, of course, there was a night number one. How about night number two, which we all witnessed last night? Who would be on your night number two agenda?
Rhea Ripley. She's just, on this high right now. She's great.
Yeah, she's also, like I said, she's like probably, maybe, I don't know, maybe say not like Natalia, but she has that, she's like a striker, but from what I saw last night, she could be a high flyer too, but it seems like she's more grounded with her way as she performs in the ring.
Yeah, and definitely it would be, you know, like it's the same with Natalia. She's very mat-based, more like, you know, like a striker, but then with my kind of style, I feel like I would give her a run for her money because I have that high flyer, fast-paced sort of style on my background.
Now, we've, of course, started off the show talking about WrestleMania because we're all still off of the high of WrestleMania 36, which happened on Saturday and last night. But now we get down to the nitty-gritty here on Between the Ropes Radio because it is Mac Mania, baby, here on the show tonight. Now, what for you, Miss Mac, what was your that inner rise inside you where you wanted to get into professional wrestling? Because for people, it happens different from, you know, from everybody else. But what was that case for you?
So I've loved wrestling ever since I was a little kid. I have two older brothers that always used to pick on me, and we would do wrestling matches when I was like five. And they'd do everything, you know, that you could imagine between like throwing elbows off the couch to giving me a pile driver. So I've always just had a love for it. And I remember when women started to, you know, kind of take over a little bit more. And for me, that was like Trish Stratus and Lita. Like they kind of paved the way a little bit for what wrestling is now for women. And watching them on Raw in, you know, 2004, that match just changed everything for me. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to be in there. I want to be one of those girls. And last year I finally found a school in my location and just went for it and fell in love.
I really think, too, the way in terms of how a lot of wrestlers got into wrestling, it's, I think, who influenced you could have been a certain storyline, and everybody has that certain way. They was bit by the wrestling bug where they want to say, I want to do this, like, for the rest of my life, and anyway, how long I can do it in the squared circle.
Yeah, definitely. Like, everyone has that match or even just that wrestler that does it for them, that they're like, wow, like this guy is so awesome. Like, I want to be him. I want to be her. I want to get in that ring and do what they do and even better.
Now, when you talked about how your brothers used to pick on you and them enjoying wrestling as well, did you finally settle the score with them? Did you like put them in the sharpshooter or bust them with trash cans, or did you finally get that revenge on them?
No, the only time I got any revenge was on one of my brothers. I made him tap out with the STFU, and that after that, I was like, you know what? We don't need to wrestle anymore. I won my one match, so it's fine. And then now I would just have an unfair advantage because I'm a pro, so.
Yeah, and the big thing about with wrestling is, the moves, you know, the moves, and there's a lot of more things outside of that too. But the biggest thing about, of course, you being a professional wrestler is who you are. And if you go back to the beginning stages of when you got into the business, looking at, was there anything hard for you in terms of like who you are in terms of like your character and how you want to portray yourself to the wrestling world? I mean, cause some wrestlers may look inside a book or magazine to see if something catches their eye and like, and how they want to be presented in the wrestling ring.
Yeah. Like, I guess as far as my character goes, I've always liked those darker sort of characters. Like The Undertaker, for example, has always been one of my top five favorite wrestlers. And, you know, he has that kind of darkness behind him, that like more mystery of who this guy is. And I've always liked that. And that's been something that has influenced my character because, you know, I'm devilish. I'm a gypsy. I'm mysterious. And as far as, like, moves and stuff go, I've always loved the high-flying aspect of things, and that's, like, one thing that really drew me into wanting to do it is it's so athletic and, like, gymnastics, and it just always seemed fun. And I've never really been, like, afraid to do a lot of things. Like, I've always been like, all right, it's scary, but, like, I got to do this, especially when it comes to being a high flyer. And Rey Mysterio definitely changed that.
And I think sometimes too. Now, have you, like, did you ever have a time where you actually were looking to try like a high flying move and you were like, oh no, I gotta like pull this back and not do this? Did you ever happen to that problem as far as trying to, you know, get all your moves together? Just that one move that, you know, was like, nah, not gonna work.
I haven't tried a swanton yet, and that scares me because I love the way that they look, but just that flip, I'm scared to do it. So I do like cross bodies, but eventually I will do a swanton or a moonsault. I just have to get more comfortable with being in the air.
Yeah, actually the one thing I really, from what I've seen when I was preparing all my notes for the show and how you present yourself to the wrestling world, is like you kind of had that look like, I don't give a crap. Think what you want to think. I know I'm great in the ring. You kind of had that look, which is good because it's confidence.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have confidence, then what are you doing in that ring? You're not bringing that confidence to make people like you, make people hate you. So if you're not confident in yourself, no one else is going to be confident in you.
And, you know, you wrestle for so many promotions. Now, of course, I'm talking, of course, a mark for three, meaning that, you know, three companies that, you know, of course, you're very familiar with. Now, with these three promotions I'm about to talk about, why do you feel in your mind that they need you on a roster? What are they benefiting from on their roster? The first promotion I'm going to start with is Cactus League Wrestling. How would you look at that promotion as far as why they need some devilish in them?
Well, you know, Cactus League, they don't have anyone like me. They don't have a girl that's willing to, you know, step whoever I need to step on to get where I want to be. I don't care, like, if I have to wrestle a guy. I don't care if I have to wrestle a girl. I don't care if I have to wrestle a lady, man, dude with a beard and a dress. I'm going to do it to get where I want to be. And I think that's why Cactus League really likes me being on their roster, because I'm not afraid to do anything to get where I need to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you want to be confident, if you're listening to Between the Ropes Radio right now, you are definitely, I'm sure you're feeling confident, because when there's a confident wrestler, there's one lady that comes to my mind, my live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, because Between the Ropes Radio tonight is, of course, Mac Mania. My live guest tonight is, of course, the one and only Gypsy Mac. And, of course, this is our first ever wrestling podcast. Call in live. Questions or comments for her, 516-666-9868. You're listening to Between the Ropes Radio live. And you talked about Cactus League Wrestling. How about Arizona Wrestling Federation?
So I actually just worked my first show with them back in February, and if you're familiar with Cactus League, I'm Gino Rivera's valet. So he had a match out in Arizona Wrestling Federation, and, you know, they've seen our work together on different promotions and just see how they work, how we work together, and we're just great. Like, I don't know what else to say. Me and Gino just are great together. We're a great team. The crowd hates us, and it makes me love being there even more. And I can't wait to go back. So that was my first match being there. And, you know, looking at their women's roster, too, I watched that match that happened last night, and they don't really have anyone like me either. All of the girls are, you know, that kind of pretty, like, I don't want to say pretty, but, you know, no one's really, like, goth and has that edgy style to them. And I think that's what they're missing on that roster.
That's a lot of key things. You said they don't have a lot of women on the roster. You said the fans are terrific, and you know as well as anybody, if the fans feel about you a certain way, you know you're doing your job. And I really think it's probably going to be to the point where you're going to be the top lady in, of course, Arizona Wrestling Federation. So you're definitely taking it up a notch in that promotion.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some good talent there as far as the female roster that goes. So I'm excited to step in the ring with a lot of them.
Now, is there probably in, let's just say, Arizona Wrestling Federation, or, of course, we can go back to Cactus League Wrestling, has there been anything that has happened in either one of those promotions where they did something that really stood out that's not really been done in too many promotions that you've been in the past?
Cactus League, back in, I want to say December, they had a lumberjack match, and that's not something I've been a part of being in the wrestling world or something that I've seen on the indies a lot, and I thought that was cool that they did that and kind of brought it back, because even on TV, that's not something you see that much anymore. So I thought that was really interesting and really cool, and I was happy to be a part of it. I was the only lumberjill, so that was nice.
That's pretty cool. Lumberjack. I know that's first. That's really awesome. That's the first time I've ever heard that. So, hey, we all know in wrestling you have to be creative in order to keep the fans coming, because we all know, you know, you keep doing the same thing, fans are probably just going to be like, really? You know, we've seen that yesterday. Probably see it tomorrow. And wrestling, it changes.
Yeah, you know, it does change, but sometimes, like, stuff comes back because people now – are watching whatever's on TV, like AEW, WWE, NWA, and people forget about the matches that happened 20, 30 years ago, and that's stuff that you got to kind of bring back and make it your own and make it more creative.
That's definitely, without a doubt, a true statement. And, of course, Miss Mac, if, of course, your boy Ty Asbury, if he came to one of your matches and sitting down, you know, I got my ticket, just check through the front door, and I see your match, what would I get out of your match as soon as I leave the building later on in the evening?
You would get a lot of entertainment and a lot of sass coming from me. You know, because I am newer, so people like to, you know, pick on me, and I'm not one to step down, so you're going to see me step up to the plate and prove what I have to prove, and you're going to leave the match being like, wow, Gypsy knows how to wrestle. Wow, she can work the ring really well. She has a lot of moves that she can do, and she can do it good, and she can tell a story in that ring, and she's not afraid to do what it takes.
Now, of course, you don't have to answer, but, I mean, you can, you know, maybe give us a hint. If this is the way, you know, you feel about this certain topic, out of the promotions that we talked about, it could be outside of those other promotions as well that we discussed here on the show. Is there a title that you have your eye on?
I do. D6W, I have my eye on the Galaxy Women's title, and I actually have a match for it in May against the Bearded Lady. And I don't know if you follow D6W, but I don't know if the Bearded Lady has what it takes. Like, she couldn't even take me when I kicked her in the face backstage. Like, she was just crying like a little baby. So I don't know. If she's going to be able to handle me, she's probably going to lose that belt pretty easily.
Damn, they some fighting words there.
Yeah, I mean, she works at a lot of the promotions I work at, and she just doesn't think I have what it takes to be in the ring with her, and I know I do.
Well, come May, we definitely will be checking out that match, and you have to let us all know how we can watch the match. Of course, it's going to be devilish. Let's just say that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Now, speaking of devilish, Miss Mac, you're on Between the Ropes Radio. There comes a point in the show where you got to put the thinking cap on, because this next question is a random question where you got to be like, oh man, like that's wow. So if you're ready for this question, this segment, you ready for it?
Yes, I think as ready as I'm going to be.
Now this segment, I call this, now that's devilish. That's what I'm calling this segment, because that's what you do when it comes to the wrestling ring. Now, you're in a dark street fight. Now, who's your opponent, your use of a weapon, and your choice of a venue?
Wow, okay. You are throwing me for a loop here. All right. Street fight, opponent, weapon, and venue? And my opponent could be anyone.
They could be anybody. Yep.
Anybody. Wow, okay. That's hard. I think I have my weapon a choice. I think it would be a crowbar.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's a good weapon. I mean, it has different angles to use it. Can choke someone with it, hit someone. It's a good weapon.
Or you could take the crowbar and put them like in a Boston Crab, put their feet between the crowbar and bend
them
like kind of like a
thank you for the idea. I'm gonna have to write that one down. My opponent, I would have to say Charlotte Flair, if it's anyone in the world. And I say Charlotte just because I want to see her get mean and dirty and nasty in a street fight. And I feel like she would be one to keep me on my toes. Because those Flairs, man, they're, you know, they can fight nasty.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see her like that.
They are the dirtiest players in the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Charlotte in a street fight, and then with me, how devilish I am, that's going to be a really good one. And as far as venue goes, I would want to do it, like, downtown somewhere, like, kind of public. Downtown,
yeah, people
probably,
all
like,
around.
Vegas.
Yeah, like a downtown area. That'd be really
like,
cool. People looking.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, maybe, like, the old strip, just because I think it's cooler down there and there's more opportunity. I can maybe, you know, throw her down the zip line or something.
But yeah, like I said, you can like power drive her on a car. I mean, throw her to like a street pole. I mean, when you got an open downtown city area, oh yeah, you definitely, your options are like everywhere.
Exactly. So, you know, more opportunity to get more grungy and gory.
Of course, I got to say this, Gypsy Mac, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio has been crazy good. And, of course, we are coming up to the last part of the show. As we all know, the coronavirus is definitely a serious thing that has pretty much has hurt wrestling in some ways, and definitely be safe and everything. But the question I want to ask you, this last question on the show, where can we see Gypsy Mac get devilish in the ring again?
My next show is actually going to be my title match against the Bearded Lady. And that's D6W in Barstow, California. And it's going to be May 23rd. So you can see me win my first title and see me maybe rip the beard off of the Bearded Lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, you definitely want to check out her first ever course title match. Of course, like I said, my live guest here on Between the Ropes Radio, the one, the only. This lady can get damn devilish in the ring. My live guest tonight for her first ever wrestling podcast. Tonight was Mac Mania here on Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Gypsy Mac. Miss Mac,
thanks
thank you very
for
much.
Having me.
Thank you for joining me on the show. Your first ever wrestling podcast. And the biggest thing is you're always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. Thank you very much for being on the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to being in on again. And if you guys want to follow me on any of my social media, it's the.gypsy.mac on Instagram. And then you can find me on Facebook, Gypsy Mac on Facebook, M-A-C.
Follow this young lady. She's doing big things in wrestling. Of course, the one, the only, Gypsy Mac. Mac Mania tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Mac, God bless, and you're always welcome back.
Thanks, and yeah, you take care. Keep yourself busy during these times, and everyone else, stay safe out there.
Girl, I'm trying. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. This is your boy, Ty Asbury, my live guest tonight for our first ever wrestling podcast, Miss Gypsy Mac. I'm Ty Asbury. You just listened to one of the Mackest episodes of Between the Ropes Radio. Have a great night. I'm out. Peace. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go.